Chapter 8. Now the Ephraimites asked Gideon,
"Why have you treated us like this? Why didn't you call us when you went to fight Midian?"
And they criticized him sharply, but he answered them,
"What have I accomplished compared to you? Aren't the gleanings of Ephraim's grapes better than the full grape harvest of Abiezer? God gave Oreb and Zeeb, the Midianite leaders, into your hands. What was I able to do compared to you?"
At this, their resentment against him subsided. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. He said to the men of Succoth,
"Give my troops some bread. They are worn out, and I am still pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian."
But the officials of Succoth said,
"Do you already have the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna in your possession? Why should we give bread to your troops?"
Then Gideon replied,
"Just for that, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will tear your flesh with desert thorns and briars."
From there he went up to Peniel and made the same request of them, but they answered as the men of Succoth had. So he said to the men of Peniel,
"When I return in triumph, I will tear down this tower."
Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with a force of about 15,000 men, all that were left of the armies of the eastern peoples. 120,000 swordsmen had fallen. Gideon went up by the route of the nomads east of Nobah and Jogbeha and fell upon the unsuspecting army. Zeba and Zalmunna, the two kings of Midian, fled, but he